This is the sound of a frog, a famous frog that died at the Atlanta Botanical Garden in September. He was famous because he was the last known member of his species. As WABE's Molly Samuel reports, this one frog's death highlights a global crisis for amphibians.
We don't usually witness the extinction of a species firsthand. Usually it happens in the wild when no one's watching. But what was probably the last Rabs fringe-limbed tree frog lived in a glass tank at the Atlanta Botanical Garden.
When I first met that frog, it was one of two that were left.
Mark Mandica is the executive director at the Atlanta-based Amphibian Foundation, and he used to care for the frog.
Checking on him every day, you know, and making sure he was all right. Can I get you a cricket? You know, anything like that. But just knowing that he's most likely the last one and that when it died, that species would be extinct was very emotional.
This one lonely survivor was known by a nickname, Tuffy. He was one of several collected from the wild in Panama in 2005. It was a rescue mission. The Botanical Garden and Zoo Atlanta were hoping to protect them from a fungus known as chytrid that's killing frogs around the world.
Chytrid is a fungus that affects the skin of amphibians.
Leslie Phillips works with frogs at the Atlanta Botanical Garden. She says the fungus thickens frog skin, makes it hard. Amphibians breathe through their skin, so when they get chytrid,
they're unable to respire, to absorb water, and so essentially they end up suffocating.
Hundreds of species of frogs have gone extinct or are on the brink of extinction because of this fungus. The Botanical Garden is working to protect other frog species with a tool called a frog pod, which is a modified shipping container.
The idea of this is that a shipping container is a way of having an quarantined and isolated area.
When we walk in, there's a little room for hand washing and taking off our shoes to make sure we don't track in any contamination. Then we step behind another door into a room that is wall-to-wall, floor-to-ceiling frogs in glass tanks.
This guy right here is one of my favorites. It's the horned marsupial frog. I just think they're so charismatic. You're such an interesting frog.
The horn is sort of like, it almost makes it look like it has like severe eyebrows.
Mm-hmm, like eyelashes.
Scientists are no longer trying to eradicate the fungus because it's too widespread. But Phillips says setting up frog pods like this could help scientists treat frogs for it. Right now, they have two of these frog pods in Honduras.
Frogs will be collected from the wild, treated for chytrid, and then released back into the wild.
To treat the frogs, they have to dip each one in a medicated bath. They want to keep enough frogs alive for long enough so that maybe evolution can kick in when they're released back into the wild and get a chance to mate.
At that point, it's kind of a numbers game. Hopefully, you know, in terms of natural selection, you start to see frogs that are able to resist it better.
The Rabs fringe-limbed tree frog never bred in captivity, so there was no chance for adaptation. That's why the frog known as Tuffy was likely the last. And I should add here, the people who worked with Tuffy didn't actually call him by that nickname. Mark Mandica says that was more a media thing.
His story caught the attention, relatively speaking, of a lot of people. I was proud to know him. He was an ambassador for amphibian conservation, for sure.
And not everyone's completely given up on the species. Zoo Atlanta is working with the Amphibian Foundation to support experts in Panama who hope they can find survivors. The last time there was any evidence of Rabs fringe-limbed tree frogs in the wild was in 2007. That's when someone heard the call but never saw the frog. Molly Samuel, WABE News.